God Almighty reigns.
SceneNJ.com.
Holy, holy.
there's something that happens when we personally encounter the love of God, when we personally encounter the fire that burns within us. I knew I was going to cry, so I brought these up. There's a reason why there's fire on Brooke. There's a reason why there's a fire on Brian, on Chris, on Bill, on Jen. It's because they stewarded an encounter that they had with the Lord. I had a moment a couple years ago where I was in a worship set at a young adults group at Bethel. And I walked in that room. I didn't want to be there. I was bitter. And I was like, well, I guess I'm just going to sacrifice for the Lord. And the Lord came to me through a super simple prayer. Andrew Halligenthal prayed for me, which is Callie's husband. And it wasn't this crazy, drastic prayer that changed my life. He walked away. And the Lord just whispered to me, and he's like, did you even listen to that? Did you even listen to what he had to say to you? Did you hear what I had to say to you? And the Lord came and he got low with me. And I had one of the craziest encounters I've ever had with the Lord. And I came into it and I was bitter. I was angry. I didn't want to be there. But he came down and he got low with me. So I just want to take a second. Tomorrow's our last day. I want you guys to go back home with a fresh fire, a fresh encounter with the Lord. I haven't felt that feeling since yesterday when Brooke started preaching, and it just reminded me that we can still encounter the love of God even when we don't want it. We're bitter or something's going on that not everyone knows about. But God can encounter you even in those moments. So I just want to take a minute. We're going to sit with this. Maybe put your hands on your heart. Ask the Lord to give you a new, fresh encounter. Brandon, in his session today, was talking about Seacoast and how all the moves of God that are happening there. And it started with the worship team. And it crept into the leadership of the house. And it changed everything. Let it start with you. Let it start with you. When I moved to Reading, when I came and did BSSM, it wasn't because I wanted to. Again, I was bitter and I didn't want to. But the Lord showed up anyways. The Lord encountered my parents, and our whole family moved here because of an encounter that they had with the Lord. When you have an encounter with the Lord, it doesn't just change you, it changes generations after that. So Jesus, right now, God, right now, we just pray for encounters that are going to change generations after generations after generations. Even the generations before you, like Brandon's church, even the leaders that are above you, it's going to change people. So God, right now, we just pray for encounters in this room. God, we pray that they would leave with such a deep, 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 fresh fire of hunger that they would go home and it would change the course of their church. It would change the course of their family, their lives. Yeah, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, just begin to lift your voices a little bit. Come on, ask for it. When we call upon the name of the Lord, he comes. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Fire right now. Fire right now in Jesus' name. Yeah, begin to use your spirit voice. We went after this yesterday. Begin to use that tool that you got. Oh, we want a fresh encounter, new wine, new wine. hand on your neighbor and say, God, encounter them. A radical, radical encounter. God, that you would get our neighbor. God, encounter them. God, encounter us in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Woo. Guys, wasn't that incredible?